Seniors Resource Coordinators in Verdun, Oak Lake and Elkhorn, along with their board of directors, have put their heads together to present the first Spring into Wellness Day this April 17. They say, "Our goal for the day is to encourage older adults in our communities and surrounding areas, caregivers and interested community partners to attend and gather information from vendors, booths and presentations, share in a time of social interaction and visiting, and leave feeling motivated to spring into their own wellness journey." The Spring Wellness Day will be held in Verdun at Tundra Oil and Gas Place on April 17, come-and-go style, between 9:30 to 3 p.m. The public from neighboring communities are welcome to attend, and their senior resources coordinators will also be invited. SAIL, Senior Access to Independent Living, coordinator for Verdun, Krista Peterson, points out it's not just about an age number. "We consider 55 plus to be seniors, but as SAIL we help others who need it too. The event will present information geared towards seniors, however, everyone is welcome to come, to listen, to shop at the vendors and to socialize." Presentationsa morning presenter you won't want to miss is Connie Newman, the executive director with Manitoba Association of Senior Communities, MASC. She's known to bring a dose of humor to her presentations. Her topic at the Wellness Day, "Taking Care of You and Me as We Age." Working with the SAIL program in Evergreen Plants and Princess Lodge, Julie Mason is excited to have Newman come and present. She's actually very funny and a good speaker. She's a huge advocate for seniors and for resource coordinators. Peterson explains that Newman wears a lot of hats. She says her work is far-reaching and is known for the concept of social prescribing. Information taken from the MASC website explains that social prescribing is a means for healthcare providers to connect clients, patients to a range of non-clinical services in the community in order to improve social connections, health, and well-being. Being connected socially can bring enjoyment and a sense of purpose in life. A speaker from the Alzheimer's Society of Manitoba will present Mind Your Matter. Physical fitness is an important focus as well, and of course, there will be an exercise break. Deanne Grant Weisberg owns a health and wellness studio called Absolute Serenity. She's a registered yoga instructor and will present chair yoga for seniors. Heidi Smith, a health and fitness trainer, is slated to bring a session of strength training for older adults. There will be a presentation on a program called Steppin' Up with Confidence, which introduces a peer-led exercise program designed to work on functional fitness. With an emphasis on strength, mobility, flexibility and balance, this is geared to strengthen independence and help prevent falls. This inclusive program can be done seated or standing and supports individuals at various levels of fitness and mobility. "The way our instructors are working with people, where they are at, is really good for fall prevention. Focusing on exercise, touching on mental health and getting people together socially, we are working at a lot of levels," says Peterson. A number of booths have already been booked, but there's room for more. You will find displays of Ashley's Adaptive Apparel, Brandon Mobility and Prairie Mountain Health will have a booth with a dietitian available. Border Regional Library will be there, as well as Canada Revenue Agency. These are just some of the displays and booths that are lined up. There is no fee this year for vendors' information booths. With sponsorship from the Town of Verdun, SAIL, the Lions Club, the Empire Advance and potentially several more sponsors, the Wellness Day is affordable for everyone. Those who wish to can contribute through a silver collection at the door. A scrumptious lunch by Cleaver Catering of Elkhorn will be available. The idea for the Wellness Day came from the SAIL coordinator. Their board of directors and people within the community were asking for an event like this. After a trying few years where people often felt isolated, the time is right for the first Seniors Spring into Wellness Day. SAIL. Team members Tanis Podobny, Oak Lake, Callie Sanheim, Elkhorn, Julie Mason and Krista Peterson are excited about it. "We're there to provide resources for seniors. We'd like to do this every year," says Peterson.